something that we actually launched for our municipal elections in April of 2007. And one of the things that makes our democracy, and certainly in lieu of recent events in Pakistan, but what makes our elections and democracy in the United States so unique is transparency. And that's something that I'm wholeheartedly committed to. And what this allows us to do is to, we were the first supervisor elections in the state of Florida to post voter turnout. Now, it's important to note that it's strictly voter turnout. In this case, we're posting daily the number of returned absentees. Obviously, they are secured in the vault. They are unopened by law. And then as early voting commences on January 14th, we will update that daily to show the number of voters who have come out and cast their vote, raw votes cast, as to reiterate. And then finally, on Election Day, we're going to through using our technology that we have here, hourly post the voter turnout. So, you know, letting technology work smarter for us to show transparency. In the past, it had always been phone calls from the media and the candidates and the general public about voter turnout, and it would be speculative at best, and anecdotal. And now we can see raw data of the actual number of votes cast. So we're kind of excited about it.
Now, what about the issue of if after Election Day the number of official votes that are counted is greater than the number of people that went to the polls? Do you think that might affect people's confidence?
No, this is unofficial, but these numbers are returned, particularly like with absentees, they're returned. Now, that doesn't mean every one of these absentees will be counted. For when the canvassing board meets to start canvassing the absentee ballots, there's a number on here. As of right now, we have 1,301 people that have returned absentee ballots to the supervisor elections in Pasco County. Of that 1,301, there could be a scenario where maybe 10 of those individuals failed to sign the follow the directions and failed to affix their signature. As such, that ballot would not be counted. So, there's not that it would be an issue at all, but it would certainly, there's procedures in place, but that should never really be an issue.
And do you expect other counties to follow your lead?
Well, one of the things I've learned, I took over for Secretary of State Kurt Browning, who was supervisor here for 26 years, and one of the things I learned very early on from Secretary Browning, in the business of elections administration, the greatest form of flattery is imitation. So when a supervisor from another county, and I've had a few of them say to me, "That's a great idea, Brian. We've emailed people with the number of votes cast, but we never thought to have it out there on our website. Would you mind if I did that?" And it was explained to me early on that that's considered a high compliment in the world of elections administration. So I would hope so. I'd be honored and flattered if they did that.